This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Manila.
La Trice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got, trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop, even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila.
Move on.
Yes. Where we give you the weekly recap and rundown of Canada's Drag Race.
Who's on top?
And who
will get the chop?
Whoosh. So let's chop it up, guys. And girls, and everyone in between.
Look at us, girl. We got a podcast.
I know. Aren't you excited? Like, I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest.
I've never done this before. This is a whole new world for me. So I'm a little nervous, but yeah.
I've been a guest on several podcasts before, so.
Likewise. I've been guest, but I've never hosted my own.
Yeah. So, you know, just like we've been competitors on RuPaul's Drag Race, but never have been a judge. You know,
correct.
Like Brooklyn Heights on Canada's Drag Race, you know?
Good for her, honey.
Right?
Full circle.
So Drag Race is all over the world, Latrice.
It is global. We have Thailand, Canada. We're so international. UK. And so it's just growing and growing and becoming a phenomenon. And I'm excited to, like, get into these new queens that is Canada's Drag Race.
Yeah, they do not need to have dual citizenship to get on the race anymore, girl. I'm really excited because it's going to be I'm expecting it to be a very different show than what we're used to.
Well, I'm expecting it too. Well, the fact that they are so hungry for the opportunity, like they have been like, coming for it. So I'm excited. Just from the promo, I'm like, these bitches ain't playing.
No, they are not. Okay. So the show hasn't started yet. So all we have right now is Meet the Queens and these little videos.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, what do you think of their throne and their set? You think that's fucking fantastic?
Well, darling, yes. Royalty, honey. Queens deserve to be on a throne. That's what they ought to be.
Yeah.
And it looks sickening, honey. They spent all their Canadian coins, honey, on
yes.
on costumes and looks and impressions and things.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see these queens. Now, I'm kind of like getting like a, you know, very like upscale vibe from the girls. It kind of reminds me of All Stars 2 promos where everyone's dressed like royalty.
Royalty, Some of them. I'm looking at them, I'm like, some of them are royalty and some of them look like they're going to the football game. But
hockey game. It's Canada.
Oh,
girl.
Hockey.
It's Canada.
Hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know sports.
She's got a hockey stick, girl. A hockey stick.
Is that what that is? A hockey puck? A hockey stick? The puck is what they shoot, right?
Yeah, a puck is what they... Yeah, a puck is like the ball. Okay, so I'm from Minnesota, so like that's like the closest, the highest north you can get in the mainland United States. So yeah, I have a very, you know, I would go to Canada with my family all the time for vacations. So I'm really excited to see this.
I am too.
But what about these? Okay, so first of all, these looks. Now, I know that usually when they do the promos, they kind of like give you a style guide or a mood board, and they kind of give you little inspirations.
Everyone's in their own mood.
A little bit. Like, it almost feels like they were like, you should be in white. Unless you don't want to be.
Yeah. She's like, no, I'm going to do something in powder blue instead. Like, They look fierce, though.
Yeah, I think each of them look individually fantastic. I actually love all of the outfits. They just, together, it's a little bit like, oh, what's going on? But...
Look over there. Let's talk about... Let's get into these looks. Yes, like, as they come in, who's first up?
Anastasia Anakuai.
Okay, yeah, she's fierce.
She's from the Bahamas. That's what I gathered from the video.
She's a Bahama queen.
Her accent is just beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Gorgeous. And I was expecting to hear, she's the first Meet the Queens video I watched. And at first I was like, I was expecting to hear a Canadian accent, right? And here she comes in this like deep Caribbean Bahamas accent.
But that skin, darling, she looks gorgeous, though. And bitch is painted for the 88th row.
Painted. Actually, she looks like she's wearing your wig right now. Like, you're wearing this
giant...
She's wearing this...
Yeah.
She's wearing this giant blonde wig.
She says she's a self-sufficient queen, so I wonder if she does her own hair or if that's an Ashley Iman original.
Oh. Mm. You know, that's another thing that I'm really excited to, because there's going to be all the new drag queen designers and talent that supports the queens from Canada. So it's going to, you know, like a lot of us U.S. queens, we all kind of share the same wig stylists and costume designers. So I'm excited to see all these new queens and what they're putting together.
What they're putting together and who their contacts are.
But... Anastasia says that she is a self-sufficient queen, so she is she sews her own clothes, and she is bragging about how well her fit is on her garment.
Her fit is the tea, as she says, honey. And it's the fit that makes the fashion, darling. That's what I always say. And so she looked like she got it right.
Yeah. I think that she has a lot of look happening right now. So I think that I'm excited to see what else she's going to do for us, for sure. Absolutely. Like what she's going to show.
I hope this is not the splooge, the big
thing. Okay, now that we finished the show, I'm going to spend all my money on a really nice outfit. Now, I think that... From looking at her amazing makeup with like the PC lashes on top and bottom, the blue contacts, the glittery accents, and all this detail, I think that she's going to be one of those queens that we're going to get a lot of look from.
I'm here for that too, and a lot of confidence from as well. So she seems like she's that girl
because she says she's the current reigning Miss Black Continental.
Oh, right. Okay, well, there you have it.
Yeah, she's already a pageant winner.
She's ready to get her crown, honey.
But also, I like how she also brags that she gets to take it all off.
That part, that's my thing too, honey. There's no part of me that ever wants to be like this full 24/7, honey. I gotta take this shit off, put my tits on the table.
take the wig off, I'm really liking Anastasia Anakuai.
Come on, Miss Black Continental.
Who do we have next?
You got a worker. Up next, Boa.
Bitch Boa? On arrival. That's what it stands for. And I gagged when I heard that.
Okay, I like that. I love anybody who calls themselves a bitch. You know what I mean? I'm here for that.
Right?
So, yeah. Okay, now, look. I'm a color guard queen and a band nerd. So, BOA... usually stands for Bands of America.
Ah.
So I see Bands of America 95. But that's okay. It's a good year for bands then. She said this outfit cost her a whole $20.
Now, I don't know if I believe her. Because I think a hockey helmet costs more than $20. But she might have already had that.
Not if you got it at the... Or if you got it at the Goodwill.
Actually, maybe you're right. I mean, I'm
Goodwill hunting, honey.
It is Canada, so I'm assuming that, like, every person, like, once you're born in Canada, you just get a hockey helmet and a hockey stick.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you get upon arrival.
Okay, so first of all, like, first impressions are the look for me. And I love the look. However, I feel like it is totally, she missed the assignment when they said, we're going to be in thrones in like an elaborate, like, you know, Versailles set where we're going to be looking like royalty. And she's like, oh, well, I'm going to play the hockey player who got a gift, like a pass to come to the castle.
I mean, she's cute or whatever, but unless you're the hockey queen, this don't fit. You look out of place at the palace, honey.
Yeah, like, I think
everybody
so.
Arrived in limousines and carriages, and she showed up.
She showed up in like
a pickup truck,
a Dodge Caravan. Well, I mean, I appreciate the effort, and she already said in her Meet the Queens that she doesn't do things normally like the other queens, so I'll give her a pass on that. And
I'm here for that.
And I do like the fact that she is giving a little bit of a nod to, you know, Canada's hockey, which is like one of the biggest sports out there in Canada.
Absolutely.
But aren't they all Canadians? And isn't it Canada's Drag Race? Like, do you really need to like show off in your like most Canadian look? I mean, I don't know. Like, everyone's Canadian.
I mean, but like, they're Canadian by way of somewhere else. I don't know if she, well, maybe she's born Canadian. Canadian.
Hey, everyone listening. We are born and raised in America, which means that we have United States American educations. So we have no idea the countries that lie within our outside of our borders.
We are what? Bitches on a budget. Oh my God! But no, I think that I'll give her credit for her creativity and. I hope that'll take her far in the competition because she'll be able to need to turn some of those looks on a dime. So
yeah, I mean, I think that it's like definitely one way for her to stand out in the crowd because all the other queens were dressed a certain way, and she just sticks out. I mean, a little bit like a sore thumb. But that's maybe because she got body checked a few times too many on the hockey rink.
On the hockey rink.
But, automatically, like, I'm already drawn to her because she has, like, a really fun personality and she has a sense of humor. And you can tell that she doesn't take herself as seriously as the other girls.
Absolutely. And, like, we all know from Drag Race, those who take themselves too serious. I'm talking to myself. You usually don't do so well.
I mean, honestly, yeah, they really do.
Up next, we have Alana Verley.
She's from Vancouver.
Okay.
And she's
she got the assignment right. I see it.
Yeah, it's very royal. Very like she's just been knighted. She's a dame.
But I'm loving this baby powder blue moment with. You know, blue is my signature color. I love it, love it, love it. And she's doing it justice, honey. The hair's right. The makeup's right. Yeah, I'm digging this.
I think her look is very creative. I love how she made some kind of like, it's like armor in a way. She has like that.
Right.
But it's in this baby robin eggs blue. So it has a softness to it. And
right.
I really think the contrast really works for her. So automatically, she stands out to me. She says she's a beauty queen.
Okay.
Which I believe because her makeup is flawless.
Her makeup is lovely. So I won't take that away from her.
And I like that she says she's two-spirit, which means that she's female-brained and male-bodied, as she says.
You know what? I have to say that is a very good way of like expressing that and giving people a little bit of insight on the person. You know what I mean? Because she's not saying that she's very like trans, but
she lives in some that non-binary
I so get it. Like that helps me. That gives me clarity. I completely see her now. Like.
Yeah, I really like that she came in and she knows who she is, so I'm really excited. She's non-binary identifying, and she also wants to represent her indigenous culture. I'm looking forward to seeing what Ilona Verley has to offer.
Same.
But she says she's never done improv, so that makes me worried.
Oh, well, girl, Miley, you in danger, girl.
Yeah. But she did compare making conversation with someone she don't like as like improv.
As being improv, baby.
And we've all been there.
You don't hear no more. We've been there, honey.
Yeah, girl.
Do that. So I hear you, girl.
So maybe it'll work out for her. I mean, I don't know. That's what's really cool about Drag Race is that it really takes drag queens who are very used to like a certain way of like performing on a certain, like on one stage or like in their living rooms, and then kind of challenging them to do things that they might not have done before, like improv. Because I know I didn't really do improv before, but now it's like part of what we do. So
part of the gig, yeah. That's what you do. And you know that going into it, you're going to have an improv or two or three challenges.
Yeah, actually going to be improvising the whole goddamn time.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Practicing your facials constantly when your face is cracked. All right, Manila, why don't we take a break? And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, kids.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, you're going to want to discover the 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
The Factor meals were so great. I love that they came in a recyclable container and with very little waste. And food, delicious. My taste buds had a party.
Exactly. Really good. Really easy to make. Loved it.
Not a lot of cleanup because Factor Meals eliminates the hassle of the prepping, the cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff, and you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and then pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Chop, 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 chop
Welcome back to The Chop with Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.
And we're talking about the Meet the Queens from the new Canada's Drag Race.
And they're turning it.
Yeah, yes. They're turning it. So who's the next queen we want to meet?
Jimbo.
I am in love.
Okay. Bitch, when I tell you, this hoe said, let me show y'all how to do drags. And she is doing drags, honey.
Amen.
This is serving me everything. And she is owning the throne like it is hers. Woo!
Did she say that she makes a lot of her costumes?
Yeah, she says she's a very skilled costume maker, as a matter of fact. She's materializes beautiful looks and says, unlike any other gal, she does different makeup. So it takes her a little longer.
She threw a little shade there.
She threw a lot of shade. I felt some type of way. I was like, ooh.
Right?
Well, I changed the color at least.
I honestly felt like she was talking directly to me when I was watching that. Because I literally do the same face every single time.
It's very that. What I am interested to see, though, you know, I understand that you do all that. You do different faces. How fast are you, though? Because, girl, you're on a time crunch, and you can't be sitting up there taking, you know, Valentina time.
The shade of it all. She did say that it takes her a little bit longer, so I'm curious to see if that actually, like, factors into the actual episodes, or is that a problem for her. But I don't think that's going to be a problem for her. And honestly, like, the fact that she comes in and says, like, oh, I like to switch up my makeup. For me, that's
She's already ahead of the game.
Yeah, that's a good thing, especially with the makeup she has on this promo.
Was that a read, Manila?
No, actually, I like her, and I don't want to compare her to other drag queens that we've seen on previous seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
But you're going to. So who does she look like to you?
She doesn't look like, but she reminds me of, some of, like, the most successful queens in Drag Race history. She reminds me a little bit of Jinx Monsoon. She reminds me a little bit of Sharon Needles.
Okay.
She has these elements about her. She just has a confidence, and she has, like, a kookiness that I'm really liking.
Yeah, I'm here for. I'm really
interested in seeing. I love this look.
Yeah, this is fabulous. And if she's making all this herself, these girls better watch out. And I hope they have some sickening stuff to go along with it, because Miss Thing, honey, she's not playing. She came to slay.
I think so. I like how she just kind of had, like, a little bit of, like, her own character kind of developed. It's something that I'm really interested in seeing. Like when she was, like, at the end of the Meet the Queens video of hers, she's like, Mama Ru, like, put me on your shoulders. I'm going to go higher. Like, that is hilarious.
Right?
Like, it's silly, goofy, and I want more.
Absolutely want more. Come on, Jimbo.
I hear she's a cabaret performer. So, like, already...
So she must sing live and have some semblance of...
You know, stage presence.
How to command an audience,
for sure. Yeah. So I think that she's definitely one of the people that I'm already looking out for. And if not the fucking goddamn winner of this thing.
You just never know.
I know. It's crazy. And because this season has... a whole new set of judges. You know, I feel like this season is going to be so different than what we've been used to seeing.
Like,
at this point, we can already tell, like, if any queen wears green on the runway, Michelle Visage is going to have a problem with it. But now we have Brooklyn Heights fucking making the call, so...
Maybe when I tell you. So, yeah, it's a new day. It's going to be really fresh. I think I get a feeling... and a sense of elevation just from their promo. So I'm excited to see what more they're going to bring.
All right, next we have Juice Box with two X's. So I have no idea if she's related to Pandora. Maybe. She's from Toronto.
She's from Toronto.
Which is not too far from Rochester, New York. So maybe there's some kind of, like, lineage there. I don't know.
So she seems like a young queen, but she claims that she can act, she can sing, she can dance, she can do almost anything, honey. So she's serving me with her little peplum and royalty. This is very cute.
I love this outfit. I love this outfit. I love it. It's really cool. It's part Marie Antoinette, but it's in like this leather vibes, yeah. Like laser cut leather. And then she has, you know, she doesn't have like the standard Marie Antoinette powdered wig. She has like this, you know, soft, like just pulled back with the tendrils.
Pulled back, a little chignon with the tendrils. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this look. She's giving me, she actually listened to the assignment for the promo look and she was like, okay, you want white, you want royalty, you want knights and
she's
armor.
Like, I got you, boo. I got you.
So already juice box, like she wins on the assignment for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Is it just me or are we seeing a lot of blue eyeshadow?
I mean, maybe that was in like, because you know, when we do the, when the cast gets to do the promos, they definitely try to have like a look and a vibe. You know, when we were on All Stars 4, it was iridescent. So we all had, you yes. know, our AB crystals in our eyes and all of our iridescent Jeffree Star palettes and our highlighter galore, pheromone highlighter. So I'm curious to see what their Ice Queen, Queen of the North vibe is. And so I think maybe everyone thought like frosty blue and white.
Frosty blue. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's timeless. It's timeless.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. She says that she gets a little bit nervous. So hopefully she has a lot more confidence as she goes on in the competition.
Honey, because right now you own Drag Race, baby. And it do take nerve, honey. It takes nerve.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
And it is definitely a very different experience when you're like in the workroom than when you're just sitting at home watching TV.
Completely.
Just being judgmental.
Completely. And shady like we do. But...
Hey, nothing wrong with a little shade, honey. Nothing wrong with a little shade. It keeps you on your toes. Next up, we have Kiara.
Kiara.
21 years old from Montreal. And she's here to conquer the world, darling.
She's young queen, huh?
She's a baby.
She's a baby queen. She look like mm-hmm. a baby queen.
Why does she look like a baby queen to you?
I can say several things right now.
Well, no, seriously, I want to know, girl, because I have the exact same. I just, oh, she's like a baby queen. But what is it that makes a baby queen like just stand out? Like, what is
the eyebrows and blocking around the eyes is the first thing I notice when I can see a baby queen. I'm like, okay. Oh, bless her heart.
She's wearing this like a leatherette corset with like. The titties cut out, so she's flat chested and she's wearing little pasties, like a little rhinestone pasties.
Ooh.
And she's wearing chaps.
Okay, she's a baby and blue eyeshadow. Okay, so.
She's a baby in blue eyeshadow. But at one point, weren't we all babies in blue eyeshadow?
Yes, we were. We thought, yeah. Especially for me, because I thought that was what black people had to wear because no other color showed up. But, you know, we've learned since then. I'm trying to figure out what's going on, girl.
Well, she has, like, this, like, harness with, like, fur shoulder pieces. She's got, like, a, you know.
You know what she looked like to me? And it's not trying to be a read. I forget the name of them, but they're, like, the half... horse half from Narnia,
like a minotaur.
Is that what it is from Narnia?
Yeah, like half horse, half person.
Yes. So that's what I'm getting. I'm getting a little bit of that vibe. I don't know. Maybe it's the fun fur on the shoulders.
Maybe it's the fun fur.
It's the fun fur around the shoulders, I guess. That's giving it to me. And the teeth, yeah. You know, the teeth out with that whole. Yeah, it's giving me that.
Narnia. Well, I know that she says she's a fashion girl. And she's inspired by, like, you know, like the pop stars and fashion magazines and the divas. Right. But it looks to me like she's still kind of, she still looks very, very new. And to me, at least, I actually like her look. It's something that I've kind of seen before. So it's not as exciting to me. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just because she's a young queen. And like, you know, I think a lot of queens, when they first start out, they kind of, it's like you get the sexy, edgy drag queen starter pack. you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not wearing titties, so I'm just gonna have my boy chest out.
I used to be that girl that never wore titties, but I was fat, so I could, I had an excuse. I could just say I was real, you know? But
well, you are real, girl. You are the realest. Well, no, actually, the thing about it is that, like, she has said in her Read the Queens that she wasn't comfortable with her body until she found drag. And I think that's really what, that immediately was something I related to. Because I remember being young and, you know, like, in my early 20s, and I didn't have a fit body. I did not have a six pack. I never have.
Right.
Like, except for the one in the fridge. And I buy 12 packs, by the way. That's probably why I don't have a six pack. So it wasn't until, like, I was able to kind of put on the pads and the corsets where I actually felt like I was, like, fully supported. And that's when I finally felt like my body was, like, gorgeous and snatched. So that's something that I really was able to relate to, because when I first started doing drag, like, I didn't consider myself in my boy form someone who was attractive. But when I was able to put on the drag and transform myself and transform my body and change my face, that's when I fully started to feel beautiful. And that's something that I like about Kiara. So as much as her drag is a little bit on the starter kit side, I really relate to her.
Well, good. I mean, everyone got to go somewhere, and you know what? Only up from here for her. So I'm excited to see what she's going to bring. You know,
yeah,
I wasn't comfortable. I wasn't never comfortable in my body until I found pads. So, like, you know, that's what makes Latrice feel sexy as hell, because she's body, yada, yada, honey. She put on the pads. But as a boy, yeah. I never found that, you know, to be more like jiggly. So, you know.
And we have some very seasoned queens in this first season of Canada's Drag Race. So it is going to be, you do need to have some younger queens to kind of, like, throw in.
Absolutely.
Because, like, the young queens come with brand new ideas. They are a fresh start. They don't have any of the preconceived notions of what they're supposed to bring to their drag. Like, you know, say, like, a pageant queen or someone that's, like, been doing drag for a really long time. They have, like, their own style and expectation that's
right.
Hard to, like, kind of do something different. So I feel like Kiara is going to do, I'm excited to see what Kiara has to offer, because
yeah.
She's young, but, like, I do like her outfit.
And it's okay. It's not bad.
And if it was in my closet, I would still
keep
it.
You would still rock it. So good for her.
I'm still rock it.
Up next, we have Kine.
Just from looks alone, like, I like the idea of it. There's a little bit of, like, an execution issue that I have personally. Like, you know, the faux fur could be more grand. Like, she could have bought an extra yard.
Well,
that.
Let me tell you what the secret is, mommy, that they don't understand about the faux fur. You have to steam it to make it fluffy, like, smooth and look like fur, like real fur. So you have to steam it and brush it out and, like, really take it up a notch, because otherwise it's going to look
like a teddy bear.
Like a teddy bear.
You murdered
so, yeah.
Several teddy bears.
You want it to look luxe, and it does not, but...
it does not. I like the fabric from the dress. There's a little bit of, like, an issue because it looks like it's crumpled and folded under the chest, or maybe where it meets the corset. Uh-huh. And the wig is crunchy.
No, it's basic, baby.
You think it's basic?
It's basic. I'm looking at this. It's basic. It's pretty, but it's basic. It's lovely, but basic. I like it. It's
okay.
Royalty.
Just a very small and not as a prosperous country. How about that?
You are shady, boo.
I'm not. I just. Hey, look. I'm not here gonna. Look. I have nothing to really, like, base any of my judgments on, except for, like, this one short 1 minute video of them. And you should know, you have 1 minute to show me that you know how to fucking run a brush through your goddamn wig.
Yeah.
So who do we have next? We have Lemon.
Lemon.
So Lemon is... Lemon has been doing drag the least amount of time of all the girls in this cast.
So she's the baby queen as far as being experience-wise.
Experience-wise,
she's the baby. But not in age. Okay, okay.
And definitely not in style because...
Definitely not in style because I'm eating this up.
Yeah. She looks like she has fully realized her vision for this look.
100.
And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. I love this, like, champagne-like tones and the oh, my goodness. This is just...
Yeah,
that it brocade, really goes... Brocade?
Brocade. Brocade. Yeah, the little lace details and embroidery at the top and the bottom of her corset is beautiful. I love the color choice because it goes really well with the white and gold vibe.
Totes. Without being like the other, stark. You know
Because the other queens were going like pure white with like a little bit of like a cool blue added to it. And the set piece, now I don't know if they all knew what the set piece was going to look like, but this one I think blends the most with what the promo images are because it matches with the gold trim and the gold gilded throne, and she just looks like she belongs in this photo. 100%. Where other queens look like they just walked onto like this thing and then sat down and took a picture.
Now, one thing that stood out in her Meet the Queens, she said that she grew up a professional dancer. I was like, oh, so you came out the womb kicking and spitting and twirling. Okay, all right. But it wasn't until she paired it with drag that she really found what she should be doing on her life. And so I'm really excited to see what she's going to bring as a dancer, as a performer, because she has a lot of confidence.
Well, and I think that because she's a dancer, she knows her body and how she can move it and how she can pose it. And I think that's going to probably be beneficial for her. And I really love the idea of a person that's like, oh, like, you know, I'm going to audition for dances and whatever. But, you know, like when you're a dancer, you a lot of times are like the backup dancer or you're in the background.
Right.
But when you apply your dance skills to being a queen, you get to be the star.
You're the main attraction, baby.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for Lemon.
Baby.
All right. Up next, we have Priyanka, which I think is the most gorgeous name ever. She's from Toronto.
She's also from Toronto, yes. Mm-hmm. And as a queer POC, I was really happy to see what she brought to the forefront. Now, I love, love, love these shoulders in this costume. I see it. I down. I'm just having a problem with this hair and hairline.
Yeah, I love the outfit, the Ice Queen. I love the white and the blue. I think it looks amazing with her brown skin color.
Gorge.
The hair, yes, definitely is a little bit lacking, especially with all that's going on. Now, I understand, like, you know, like sometimes when you have like a really elaborate costume, you sometimes have to tone down the other things about drag. Otherwise, you end up looking like you... Otherwise, sometimes you end up looking like, I don't know, India Farah or Chanel. Not trying to read, I'm just saying.
More is more.
So sometimes I feel like, if you have something that's really elaborate, you want to like make it editorial and like maybe just do a like an easy chignon. But I agree with you. I don't think that this hair is doing the rest of everything that she's giving justice for sure. Yeah,
it's just stopping at the hairline. So for me. But everything else. Like, I see you. I see her. I love all these crystals and spikes and ice and ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. I like her, especially because she comes in straight off the bat. She's like, I'm representing a queer person. I'm representing a person of color. And she is, she has like a confidence about her. And she has like a really adorable charm to her as well.
Totally. And you can feel her heart in the way that she speaks, and her approach to this already is just like, I like where she's at, you know?
Yeah. And she she was one of the queens that came out and was is talking about how she does this not just for herself, but to entertain her audience, and that she wants to bring her art and happiness to other people. So already as a viewer, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let's entertain me, girl. Let's see what you got.
I love a queen with a cause, honey. And she's got a cause, honey. I love that.
And she's representing. And so I'm excited to see her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we will talk about the rest of the queens right after this.
All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to The Chop. Yes, it's me and Latrice's own podcast. So welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about meeting the queens of Canada's Drag Race. And next up, we have Rita Baga.
Rita Baga. Now, this queen here, honey, she was intense. She's one of those silent but deadly types. And she's giving you that. She's giving me a lot of mystery in those eyes as well.
Oh yeah, she has the yellow contacts like Mystique from X-Men or Data from Star Trek Next Generation. And there's something about Rita that is so intriguing and, like you're saying, mysterious.
Yeah. She's giving me that, like, she's drawing you in but don't fuck with me kind of face, you know?
Yes. You know, like, for me, it's like, you know, like when you're a drag queen and you go to, like, you're going to a new club and you go into the dressing room and then you see all the queens, like, at their, like, regular stations. This is the queen that I'm like, okay, let me go say hi to her.
Let me go say hi to her.
Let me get on her good side real quick before I say hi to anyone else, because she looks like she is, there's something about her. She just gives you that vibe. I don't know, maybe it's because she's wearing, like, this deep plum with the gold, and then she has the eyes. She kind of has, like, this, like, villainous vibe to her.
It's very villainous, but she says that she's sweet. She's gonna win and beat you all the nice Canadian way.
Yeah, she's gonna, like, kill you with kindness.
I was like, oh,
I'm from Minnesota. Okay. And we have Minnesota nice, but we all know that that does not mean that you're actually nice. That just means that you're Minnesota nice.
No, it does not. It does not. I know Minnesota Midwest shade too, honey. Because, mm-hmm. I lived there for a year, so I know. I catch on real fast.
I can listen to her French Canadian accent all day.
All day. Just keep talking. And she sounds like nothing ever gets to her. But I want to see if these bitches get under her skin on the show. Because she seems very cool and collected. Like, you know, she's about it all.
In the Meet the Queens video, she looks cool and collected.
Right, but I can't.
Once they're in the workroom.
She's going to lose her shit.
She's going to lose her shit. I can already tell she's going to be the first person to fucking start making noise with someone else. Probably one of the young queens, because she just looks like one of those older. She says she's been doing drag for a while, so I can imagine her kind of getting into it with a little bit of the younger queens. Or maybe she's like the mother, the mentor. I don't know.
The matriarch of the group. You never know. I don't know.
Yeah,
but she says she has a lot of experience. She's hosted a lot of competitions, but now she's on the other side of it. So, up next, Scarlett Bobo.
Yes, Scarlett Bobo. She's got tattoos. She's got these, like...
I don't know why I'm so here for this queen, though. She gives me this... She gives me very, you do not want the other side of this, like, vibe. Like... These finger rings that she has on with the spikes that will stab you, and she will just, she's giving me very Birds of Prey.
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, yeah, very bad.
Her promo look, she's in like this red gown. She's got these two buns on the side of her head, and she's tatted arms, and she's got like big finger cuffs. She looks badass.
She looks badass.
Definitely one of the most confident queens from just the Meet the Queens videos that we watched. Immediately, my reaction was this: she has the ability to go all the way to the end just from this one,
just from this
video.
Look. Yeah. She's
I love her. She says she went to circus school.
Oh right, I think we saw her eat fire in her promo
in the trailer.
As well. Yeah, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, so this queen is not playing. She's gonna pull out the stop. She's a showstopper, clearly, and a circus freak. So that's all things that we need in Drag Race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be the main attraction, honey.
And to have like a skill that isn't, you know, what most drag queens have is going to be a big advantage, because you can use that in ways kind of like how Brooklyn Heights was able to use her classical ballet training to her advantage in several of her challenges and even in her lip syncs. I think that, you know, being able to like pull your tits out and juggle them for your lip sync for your life might come in handy, girl.
Might come in handy. The judges will go up.
Yeah, bitch. Well, up next we have Tainomi Banks.
Come on, Tainomi. Come on, Tainomi.
I love
Toronto
this kid.
As well. A lot of queens from Toronto, huh? That must be the Los Angeles of Canada. They must have filmed there.
They must have a really big drag scene out in Toronto. And we've both toured in Toronto. So we know that there are some big drag scenes and there's some smaller scenes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for this first season, I think that they're pulling a lot of queens from Toronto, like Tainomi Banks, who already is wearing a crown.
She's wearing a crown, girl. She's got her hair up in her asymmetrical kid and play.
little Gumby hair.
You ain't ready for it, honey. You are not ready. But she is, honey. She has her crown, her jewelry. Now, this is different. This is definitely different from the color palette that we've been experiencing.
Yes, the black and navy.
I love it.
It's not my favorite look of the bunch, but I do appreciate elements from the look.
Elements.
Yeah, I like this Nefertiti vibe that she's giving with her hair. She has this kid and play, asymmetrical, angled, just Bart Simpson tower of hair. I love that. The top, I feel like, I don't know, there's like a proportion, there's like a weird contrast in proportions with the shoulders and the hair for me. But she definitely is... bejeweled, she has confidence. It seems to me like she is one of the more successful queens from Toronto by the way she's handling herself.
She seems like she's a well-known queen, and that like the gag is the fact that she's there, and she said that she can hear the other queens whispering when they heard her walk into the workroom. I knew it. And so that makes me more intrigued to see what all the musses and fuss is about, because...
Yeah, right? Because when you have, like, the other competitors being like, oh, shit, this girl's here.
She's here. Yeah. Then you want to know, okay.
Okay, what's her history? What's her history?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, she says that if she wins, it would be iconic. But, like, honestly, all these queens on this first season of Canada's Drag Race are going to become icons. You know,
absolutely.
Especially in the drag community.
100%. Now, do you know any of these queens? Have you worked with any of them? Do you recognize?
You know me. We've been working for almost a decade from Drag Race, traveling around the world. And I've gone to Canada. I'm not recognizing any of them right off the bat. Maybe that's because it's been many years. Maybe it's been their drag has changed. Maybe it's just because I smoke too much and I can't remember things.
Oh, I don't ever know.
All I know is that I'm really excited to see these queens. If I've met them before, sorry, I don't remember. But I'm sure that we will be like, now they're part of the sisterhood.
Oh yeah,
so
honey. We're related. Yeah,
we're related now.
Totes.
So let's talk about the teaser trailer that was released shortly after. We get to see a few of the runway looks. We get to see some of the judges. We get to see their fantastic set.
Their set is amazing. The looks I was seeing coming down the runway was amazing. The judges are cute. Brooklyn is turning it, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud. That is really, I think that's super cool that they have Brooklyn Heights as one of the judges.
Totes.
She seems like she's going to be so fair with her judgments. And just knowing her, she's always been super kind. So I'm excited to see her taking the role of the judge, the drag queen judge the show.
Which I feel is necessary. And I feel should be on regular Drag Race as well. I just feel like one of the girls should be on, like someone who has gone through it should be on the panel. And like, I know that you're going to get from Brooklyn, you're going to get that wisdom and that coming from a place of, I've been here, I know what you're going through, kind of sage advice that they cannot put a price tag on. So the fact that they have Brooklyn there, who's an insider, you know, to be able to give them straight up the real tea and like, girl, you're going to let this get in your head, or girl, you know, all the little tips that we never get, it should be a benefit to them. So
I feel like because she was on the show fairly recently, it's still like a new experience for her as well. So I feel like she's going to be a lot more relatable to the contestants than, say, you know, on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, RuPaul has been a legend for decades now, so there's more distance between like the contestants and RuPaul. And this is what I feel like it's almost more of like this accessibility mm-hmm. to it, which I think when it comes through like her judgment of what these queens are going to do in the competition, I feel like that's going to be a very different experience for everyone to watch. So it really excites me to see Brooklyn doing this, and oh gosh, it's crazy because I feel like just yesterday I was commenting on her performance in season 11 or 10. Wow, time flies. Yeah, because I was hosting the Pit Stop, and I watched her entire journey, and I watched her go. She was very confident. She's very humble. She was always listening, and I think that it's going to be really fun to see her. And I'm excited to see this bitch's looks. Because, like, on a regular season of Drag Race, you know, RuPaul is in a completely different universe than the rest of the girls. You know what I mean?
Completely.
So, like, RuPaul literally could show up with a face mask, a face bikini, well, and turn the party. So I want to see what Brooklyn Heights is going to come in. I want to see her looks on that runway.
Well, I can promise really you it won't excited. Be a face keeny.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I hope not.
How much you want to make a bet by episode 6? She's going to be like, you know what?
She's going to be like,
We also have Jeffrey Bauer Chapman from Unreal. And we also have the international fashion muse and America's Next Top Model runway coach, Stacey McKenzie. They're going to be the other judges.
Oh, and they have guest judges. Deborah Cox.
Oh, my
Tom
God.
Green.
Michelle Visage is even going to come as a guest judge.
Michelle's coming in. Yeah, absolutely.
I think I'm most excited for Deborah Cox because she is a drag race. She's a drag queen legend.
100%. Like, everyone knows her anthem, honey. Iconic.
Everyone has lip-synced Deborah Cox at some point.
At some point.
Everyone has gone to a Pride festival where Deborah Cox is headlining.
Absolutely. The talent, the challenges, the fashion, it all looks amazing. I'm so excited and stoked for something fresh and new.
And it's really exciting because we now are doing a podcast where we're going to get to review this every single week.
Every week.
And I think that it's going to like really make my drag race experience more fulfilling because we get to like watch it, we get to take our notes, and then we get to come back here and chop it up together.
And chop it up some more, Dolly.
Yes, honey. I'm not holding back. I got my glass of wine, which is
it's empty now, but we're going to have to make sure we have adult beverages so we can have loose tongues. I say we want to, but please join us every week here at The Chop. And thank you all so much for listening.
Besides having these new episodes of this new podcast, The Chop, with you and me, I want to encourage everyone to check out my YouTube channel, because Latrice and I have just released a song, Robbed, which we have a music video that's fully animated. We're going to go on a bank heist adventure with you guys, where we, you know, we go and try to get one more time. Our characters try to go get some of them drag race prizes. You know what they say? Fourth time's a charm.
Fourth time's a charm, girl. Yeah, keep it moving, girl.
I'm so excited to be doing this podcast with you, Latrice.
100. So please make sure that you guys subscribe to our show, The Chop. And, you know, leave your comments and post some lovely things. And
thank you for sharing. And we will see you next week at The Chop.
The Chop is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Creative Canada, or any of their subsidiaries.
It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only.
Canada's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Brett Boehm.
Joe Cilio.
And Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.